Grace and peace to you in the name of our risen Lord and Shepherd Jesus and the Good Shepherd, the overseer of our souls, Jesus. Amen. I want to talk about the gospel at the end of the gospel. Let's pray and consider God's word. We pray, Good Shepherd, make us lie down in the green pastures of your word. May we lie down now and receive it in faith and hear it and believe your word and soon receive your sacrament. Feed your sheep. We pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, how is life? We sometimes ask that question, how's life? Fill in the blank today. My life is blank. Well, perhaps, hopefully, Mom's the day, at least today, Mom, this Sunday, you might say, my life is great. Cards, flowers, chocolate, lunch. My kids might actually obey a bit today. My life is great at least for one day out of the year. Maybe my birthday too, and maybe Christmas too. I hope many more days than that too, moms. But honestly, moms, dads, children, my life is some, perhaps many. And some of us here today, if we were honest, would say, my life is abysmal. Scale of 1 to 10, Pastor, if only you knew. Mine might be a 1, a 2, maybe a 0. I'm sad. I'm depressed. I'm discouraged. I don't want to get up in the morning. I'm sick, diseased, constant pain, dying, no job, or really, really bad job, bad family, bad marriage. My life is abysmal. Maybe you'd like to stand up right now and say, I know I come into church and I have a smile on my face and say hello, but you wouldn't don't know how bad my life really is. I cover it up here at church and want to look like a nice smiley sheet. Now, I read where the word happiness or the phrase how to be happy is now Googled. Happiness or how to be happy is now Googled 200 times more than it was just 2 or 3 years ago. People are searching for happiness. How can I be happy? Happiness. And why is that? My guess, because they're unhappy. And they might say their life is abysmal. And then there are some, if not many, and perhaps many of us, that would say my life is average. Not abysmal. I wouldn't go down that low. But my life really is quite average. It's a 4 or a 5, maybe a 6 on some days. Mother's Day for moms, maybe even a 7 or an 8, maybe a 9. But basically, it's average, it's okay, it's adequate, meaning there are highs and lows in life. There's the good and the bad, the ups and the downs, and I think I hope they kind of average out in the end, and I kind of have an average life. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes sad. Hopefully, it'll all work out. And this perhaps is the most common answer that we give. You walked in today and people ask, how are you today? And you know, I'm doing all right. I'm doing pretty good. How are you? And then we often say today, I say this too, well, I can't complain. And what's the other person say? Well, I guess you end up saying it too. Well, even if I did, no one will listen anyway because they have their own complaints. So yeah, we have our complaints, but then we have our blessings and we go back and forth. Life is average. When I was a boy growing up, I used to, Bill, you'll like this, I used to listen to the Cardinals on the radio, my St. Louis Cardinals, and I got it very scratchy in Indianapolis listening to St. Louis baseball. I know now you have ESPN, the internet, and everything else you can follow easily. Back then, you had to listen on the radio. And I remember the Cardinals announcer, Mike Shannon, I think he still announces a few games, and the Cardinals would have a doubleheader. That means you play 2 games in one day. And they would win one and lose one. And he would always say, his famous saying was, Bill, that's like kissing your sister. You win one, you lose one. It's all right, but it's like kissing your sister. All right, but sure like to kiss the pretty girl and win both games. And is life you like kissing your sister? It's all right, I like my sister, but it's still just my sister. It's okay. It's average. Win one, lose one. Friends, today, may we know and may we consider, as the baptized children of God, as sheep of the Good Shepherd. We're not goats, we are sheep of the Good Shepherd. We're in the fold, baptized, as heirs of eternal life. As people that have the forgiveness of our sins, all of them, that have the gift of eternal life, our names written in heaven. That's who we are. Not who we will be, but we are the sheep, children, heirs of life. That's who we are in Christ the Baptist. May we know that our life is not abysmal. I may lose my job and be very sad. That happens. But my life is not abysmal. And my life is not just average either. And may we all say, my life is abundant. Say with me. My life is abundant. And I hope you believe it and know it. The words of Jesus stand out. It's one of my favorite Bible verses. At the end of the gospel, he says, I have come that you may have life. Okay, Jesus, I have life, but life ain't real good right now. I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. And he's not just talking about heaven, although he is talking about that too. You may have abundant life even now as my sheep, as my little lamb. And the Greek word for abundant, it really means superabundance. Abundance really isn't the best interpretation here. It really has the idea of overflowing. I give you life that's overflowing. Not half full, not full, but it's overflowing. You have so much that I give you that it overflows to other people, you see. And they have some too. And their life then overflows. Psalm 23 recalls this. My cup runneth over. Not my cup is half empty. My cup runneth over in the blessings of my good shepherd. Now, this does not mean that we have abundant possessions. I mean, after all, what do sheep need with a car? Do sheep need a lot of money? I've never seen sheep out there with a lot of money or worried about a new car or a brand new house. Maybe that's one reason why Jesus calls us sheep. You don't worry about things on this earth. You have something better than the visible things here. So he doesn't mean the abundance of possessions, earthly possessions. He doesn't mean the abundance of popularity. You're going to be popular. He doesn't mean the abundance of power. You're going to have power. You're going to have everything you want here. Let me tell you three things that are part of the abundance, among other things. All gifts of the Spirit. As sheep, we have, he's talking about abundant pasture. What do sheep want to do all day? Eat. And drink, and probably sleep. And we have abundant pasture. He maketh me lie down in green pasture. And I love that phrase, he maketh me lie down, because we don't want to lie down, we want to run off and do something else. But I'm going to make you, if I compel you, constrain you, to actually sit and listen, because this is what you need, green pasture. The stubble's out there. This is green pasture. And consider for a little while the blessings of being in a church in Knoxville, in America, and we have the Word of God and the Word of God and the Word of God freely preached and freely. You have Bibles in your home. Probably most of you have four or five Bibles in your home. Maybe they have dust on them because you never use them. That's your fault. Shame on you. You have abundant Word of God preached and taught. Taught in our school, Sunday school, Bible class. If you don't come, that's shame on you. You're a sheep that went stubble out there or something else. Shame on you. Church twice a week. Communion twice a week. May we never, ever take these things for granted. God can take them away if he wants for a little while to teach us a lesson. Don't take them for granted. This is abundance from God to hear the Word of God, to hear absolution, to take communion. And yet I fear sometimes, ho-hum, same stuff. Same stuff! This is your life. This is forgiveness of your sins. This is eternal life. This is peace with God. Don't you dare say same stuff. This is Christ himself. Wow. Yes, my life is abundant. How dare I complain as I lie down in green pasture and eat when there are others out there that are starving. They sure love the gospel in the Middle East, parts of Africa, parts of Asian countries. We have a vicar coming from China. I bet he can tell us some stories when he comes. Don't take the Word of God and the gospel for granted in communion, because we don't get it a whole lot there. Saw on the news this morning where Mother's Day gifts, they figure the total amount spent on Mother's Day, you know what it is, the total amount spent on Mother's Day? $20 billion on Mother's Day cards and candy and lunch. Not million, 20 billion. Moms, you're worth a lot. And you're worth a whole lot more than $20 billion. You're holding your hand and taking to your mouth what you're worth, the body and blood of God's Son. This is the price tag, the body and blood of the Son of God for your salvation. A lot more than $20 billion. That's what we hear and learn in church, green pasture. We have the abundance of protection, the second thing I note. We have a good shepherd who's conquered the wolf. Need not fear the wolf or the lion. They've been conquered. He stuck his cross in the wolf, in the lion, the devil, and the demons. So we have protection, which means Jesus said you can go in and out. I love that phrase. You can go in and out, sheep. When I'm the shepherd, you're free. You can live your life now. You're free of the fear of death because death's defeated. He is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. So you don't have that fear anymore. Even though you might be dying and sick, don't be afraid. You can live life. Live it out. Because you're going to go to heaven. We're free from the fear of the devil. He's defeated. Now watch the devil, but we're not afraid of all that. Christ is with me. He's the good shepherd. He holds me. Free from all the regret and shame and embarrassment of sin and guilt that weighs us down. I'm free. I'm forgiven. He's taken it away. I can live life now in the forgiveness of my sins because of my good shepherd, his cross and resurrection. In and out, freedom, protection, safe and secure in his hands. If we continue to read in John 10, Jesus gives that great Bible verse where he says, I and the Father are one. And he says, no one can snatch you out of my hand. And he says, no one can snatch you out of my Father's hand. I love that picture of safety and protection. No one can snatch you out of my hand. You are a lamb and I hold you tight in my hand that is strong, my hand that is powerful, my hand that has scars in it where I died for you. I hold you in my hand and the Father's hand is around you too. And the Holy Spirit is all around us too. We are protected and secure in our God and his salvation. You know, I see a stink bug in the house. What do I do with a stink bug in the house? Vicky, I'm not as kind as you and let it live. Do I just smack it and kill it? No, it'll stink. So I, like you, get a Kleenex or some toilet paper and wrap it up and grab it. And do I hold the stink bug close to my... Oh, a nice little stink bug. I hold it out here. I try not to kill it quick. But when I'm out in the garage, what do I do? Crunch. Trash. Hold it out here. Ooh, a stink bug. The Lord doesn't hold you, a sinful sheep, out here. Ooh, you're a smelly, dirty, rotten sheep. You sin. Ooh, I'll hold you out here and barely hold on you, throw you away one day. No one can snatch you out of my hand. Not sin, not death, not hell, not disease, not sickness, not trouble. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing. And finally, we have the abundance of paradise. Yes, the abundance of paradise. Gold streets, pearly gates, resurrection of the body, our own resurrection, no more death, no more tears, no more dying. That all awaits us. Even now we have it in faith, don't we? It's ours now. Our name's written in heaven. I was watching a little bit of the Players Golf Tournament yesterday. It's a pretty important golf tournament called the Players. And I watched a bit of that. And the announcer said something that struck me as he was announcing the golf tournament. He said, you know, fans out there, it doesn't get any better than this. A beautiful golf course, a beautiful day, and lots of beautiful shot making by our golfers. You see it all. It doesn't get any better than this. Wrong. I think his name's Johnny Miller. It's going to get a whole lot better than this. That's about what this world here can offer you, a nice golf course on a sunny day. About what he can give you. Nothing better than this. Rest, sun, golf course, greens I can walk on and putt. It's going to get a whole lot better. A whole lot better. We're not going to walk on greens. We're going to walk on gold. We're not going to see golfing. We're going to see God face to face in glory. And we will shine in glory. No more death. No more dying, no more tears, no more sadness, no more crying, no more sickness, no more disease. It's all ours in Christ already now. So don't leave here saying, I don't have much. I'm abysmal. I'm average. Not at all. Though we suffer, though we bear crosses, we all say, my life is abundant. Yes. Praise be to the Good Shepherd who gives us life and gives it abundantly. Amen. Please stand. May the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.